podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 20 with verses 6 through 8. Going out about 5 o'clock, the vineyard owner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." Have you ever gone to a company Christmas party and received the bonus everyone else receives? You know, the standard $100 bill or the check for $250. You begin to notice that everyone, no matter their pay grade, not got the exact same thing. And not a soul complains openly. Why did the mail guy get what the boss gets? When you become the owner of some business and begin to pay a bonus or even a just wage, many will be jealous over this fact of being the big guy or boss woman of their livelihood until they surrender to this fact and become a team player that seeks the same outcome that everyone else does, and that's to turn a profit. But with God, your profit comes from the surrender to what Jesus asks when you employ every aspect of living his 7 corporal works of mercy, combined with you complying with the 7 spiritual works of mercy. Reflect on these and what it means to surrender to each and every one. To not get angry or jealous comes to mind. To understand that charity must be divine. Every action that creates a reaction to living for the least, the sick, the dying, the imprisoned. Let's talk about them now. The 7 corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The 7 spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, counseling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. How hard it must be to live life without the protection of Jesus, not knowing what it means to live forever, not knowing truth. Can you say you do each and every one? Are you a team player of this type of fun? Salvation is life eternal. This is when life has truly begun. For the Son. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our 2 oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. How we miss them so. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially our team. Coming up for Avon Park pretty soon, number 55 is just around the corner. We're praying for those candidates that will be there that weekend, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. And today we're very thankful for our friendship with a friend of mine named Curtis Templeton. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 20 with verses 6 through 8. We have two stanzas of poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, First Beginning, Who Was Last? 5 o'clock, others around, scary standing. Day all, you've been idle, owner of vineyard did say. Answering, we weren't hired for gerrymandering. Vineyard mine, go work, if you care, you may. Evening came, vineyard owner said to foreman his, laborers summon from the last brought today. First beginning, who was last, will be ending from their quiz. Each worker to the first deserves his daily wage I pay. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 3rd, 2023. I'm recording this morning bright and early at 3:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got a big day today. Got Mass this morning at 8 o'clock. Avon Park at Our Lady of Grace, where I'm the lector there this morning. I have another Mass at 9 a.m. in the prison at Avon Park, where we celebrate the Eucharist for about 45 of those who are imprisoned. Continue to pray for their intentions, their freedom of heart, mind, body, and soul. And we continue to lift up those around us who are going through those troublesome times. We ask them to live the will of the Lord by placing God first in everything, and they'll see that they too will become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord as we close today at 8:33 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. And our good friend John and Marie, God bless you too. Closing in the name of Jesus. Have an awesome day in his name. Amen. God bless you.